Welcome to another Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there's more than one way to train, eat, and live. And of course, I'm your guy, your host, MC Kim, aka the kind, intelligent man. And today, in our podcast audio workout, it's all about the legs, the butt, the back. I mean, come on, the title really says it all, doesn't it? So feel free to do it body weight, feel free to do it with weights, feel free to do it with some kettlebells, with some bands, with some books, with some cans, really anything that's going to get you hyped up for today. I ain't going to stop you. I'm only going to encourage you to keep pushing yourself to doing the best of your ability. All right. So, and as we go through today's workout, remember that you can always visit remixmyfitness.com to check out what any of these moves look like and how they're supposed to go. But let's stop talking. Let's start working. Let's get to that workout, everybody. You ready? Let's go. All right, here we go. I'm feeling it. I know it's a little slow, maybe it's a little steady, but we're just here. We're just gonna warm up right now. And we're gonna get our mind right. We're gonna get our mind tight to be able to work out. You know it's gonna be legs, butt, and back. So let's do this, okay? Let's get a little bit warmed up. Let's work a set of Frankensteins. Let's go. And as we're working these Frankensteins, we have my hands out in front, and I'm just trying to kick my hands straight legged. I want to feel that stretch in the back of my legs. I want to feel that pull in the back of my calves. I try to keep my legs as straight as I can. So for now, maybe my hands are up by my chest, or maybe my hands are down by my waist, but I'm trying to kick it. I'm trying to get high as I can, feel that stretch, get my hips going, because you know there's going to be some squats in here, right? So from here, let's go over. Let's do the opposite movement. We're going to bend our knee. We're going to be working a set of heel kicks. And we're going to try to kick the back of our butt here. I try to just kick it as hard as I can. So I'm just kicking back. And I know this sounds kind of funny. It kind of sounds kind of silly. But what it really helps me a lot is I like to think of myself as a rooster. And I'm walking around my pen, my playground, my area. And I'm just trying to kick my own hand with my heel. I'm walking around as proud and as big as I can, stretching out that front of my leg. All right, so now we got those hamstrings stretched out. Now we got those quads stretched out. And all the while, our knees have built up that some of that synovial fluid. And you know that fluid. You know that fluid that helps get us going to gear us up for some movement. So that's all going here. Let's go nice and wide with our feet. Super, super wide. How wide? I want you to imagine yourself as a sumo wrestler. And I want you to take a nice big stand. You're in the middle of that ring. And you're face first in front of that opponent. So I want you to get a nice big base. I want you to bend your legs. I want you to try to touch down onto that floor. Bending your knees. And coming all the way up. So coming down deep, deep, deep to that squat. And coming all the way up. Come on, let's go. Let's breathe in as we come down. Let's exhale as we come up. Couple more reps, let's go. Down deep into that squat. And all the way up. I want you to feel some power. I want you to feel that strength. I want you to feel as strong as you can. Come on, let's go. Couple more seconds. We're gonna go another 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, that's time. All right, let's get into the workout. Let's change the pace here just a little bit. And we're gonna keep this real easy. We're gonna keep this real tight here. We're gonna do a little countdown set. So how does a countdown set work? We're gonna switch between two moves. We're gonna switch between the squat, and then we're gonna switch between the straight leg deadlift. Okay, so we're gonna start at the number 10. We're gonna work 10 squats, then we're gonna work 10 deadlifts, then 9 squats, then 9 deadlifts, 8 squats, then 8 deadlifts, and I think you can guess it right now. We're going to go 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And all the while we do this, we're going to keep proper form. We're going to keep proper technique. Because what's the point of working out if we ain't going to do it right, right? So let's get ready. Let's work our first 10 squats. You ready? I'm going to count you guys down. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, we're going to narrow up those feet. We're going to make our legs nice and straight, and we're going to come down and try to touch our shins. Let's go. Coming down, straight back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, you should be up by now, come on. 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, I'm gonna give you a couple seconds here. Let's go, feet shoulder width apart. Make sure your toes are running parallel, and we're gonna go 9 squats. 3, 2, 1, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, let's narrow up those feet, let's get that stretch in the back of our legs, come on, let's go, down with that deadlift, let's go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Let's go back to those squats. I'm going to give you a couple seconds. Get those feet shoulder width apart. We're going for 8 squats this time. Let's even go make it a little bit faster. My count's going to be a little bit faster. I hope you're ready. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's go. Feet narrow. Legs straight. You know you're doing the deadlift right because you're gonna feel that stretch in the back of your legs. If you don't, you gotta make some adjustments. Let's go. 1, 2, pull up fast. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, let's go. Feet shoulder width apart. 7 reps, squats. 3, 2, 1, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, we're picking it up. 5, 6, 7, feet are narrow. Deadlift, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, even faster. Let's go. Feet shoulder width apart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Feet narrow. Legs straight, back straight. Deadlifts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6. Oh, you know, we've reached that halfway point. We're going to have to take that up another notch. Feet shoulder width apart. Get ready to squat. 5 reps. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2 stepping in. Deadlift. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Feet shoulder width apart. 4 reps. Squat. Let's go. 4. 3, 2, 1, deadlift time, feet narrow, come on, let's go, 4, 3, 2, 1, home stretch, 3 reps, squats, let's go, 3, 2, 1, feet narrow, deadlift, you're not sure what a deadlift looks like by now, visit remixmyfitness.com, let's go. 1, 2, 3, feet shoulder width apart. Squatting time. Come on. One, two, feet narrow, deadlift. One, two. We're gonna do this one after the other. Squat, then deadlift. Come on. Feet shoulder width apart. Big squat. Let's go. One, feet narrow, deadlift. One. Woo. You know what did I say about that? Good warm-up set. That is our warm-up set. From here on out, we're going to be working those legs. And I want you to keep something in mind, in the back of your mind while we're working out, that you're going to do your very best that you can. You ain't going to compare yourself to anybody else, just yourself. Just make sure by the end of this track right here that you walk away here with no regrets, that you know that you've done your very best. All right, so that's what we're trying to get here. Let's get ready. I think your legs got enough rest. Let's do this. So we're going to put our left leg in front, our right toes behind us. And you heard right. Left foot in front of you, right toes behind you. And what we're going to be working is just a lunge up and down, up and down. When you hear me say hold, we're going to hold into our lunge position. And then when you hear me say move, we're going to move ourselves up and down, up and down. When you hear me say hold, you guess it, we're going to hold. So I hope you guys are ready. We're going to work on this one side for 2 whole minutes. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Let's move, guys. Let's go. And we're moving up and down. And as you are lunging, do a little body check. Are your shoulders behind you? I always like to have my hands behind my back as I'm lunging up and down. Or I like to have my hands by my side. And this helps me keep balance. But most of all, it helps me keep my chest puffing forward, my shoulders pulling back. Get ready, get ready. Our very first hold is coming up in 3, 2, 1. And let's hold, guys. Come on. Let's hold down there. And what I'm trying to strive for here is I'm looking down. Quickly just kind of doing a little space check. I'll make sure that my front leg is bent at 90 degrees. My back leg is also bent at a solid 90 degrees. And we are holding along. Come on. Abs are firm. Breaths are very short. Methodical. You're going to your happy, happy zone. I know you can do this. Come on. Holds are nothing but a thing. Come on. And let's start moving, guys. Come on. Up and down. And now there's a little bit more intensity as we push ourselves up. As we come down nice and slow, all that weight is down on that front left foot, and we're pushing ourselves up. Let's go. Come on. We got 10 more seconds. 10 more seconds before our next hold. You can do this here. You can do this. Just will yourself to do it. And if you need to take a break, take a break and come back. Rewind this track right here and you start again. Let's hold, everybody. Let's go. I'm gonna tell you right now, it's a 30-second hold. You can do this for 30 seconds. You got this for 30 seconds. Ain't nobody gonna help you. So you gotta help yourself right here, right now. Let's go. Come on, keep pushing. Game time here, game time. Let's go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Woo! Come up, come up, come up. Shake that leg out, shake that leg out. Excellent, excellent job. All right, from here, you know our right side's gotta get a little bit of love, right? So right foot forward, left foot behind us. Get ready to lunge here. 3, 2, 1, let's go. We are lunging away and we're getting ourselves to a nice little start here. Come on. All that focus on that front leg, on that front foot. In 5 seconds, we're going to be working our first hold. Get ready. 3, 2, 1, and hold. Come on. Set the tone. Set the tone for this right side. And even if your other side right now is tired, it might be. It just may be. You're going to fight through it. You got this. You can push through. Come on. Let's go. 10 seconds. You can do this for 10 seconds. Think of all the things that you've ever done in 10 seconds. Holding this down ain't that much. Come on. And that's time. Hey. Woo. Both sides. Done. I don't know about you guys. Legs, definitely thoroughly warmed up, right? So, let's hit this up. Let's finish this off with a bang. So our finisher here today, our big finisher here today is just to let you know that there's no surprises. It's going to be the jump squat, the calf raise, and high knees. Yeah. Oh, I know you guys got excited. You jumped for joy. Hopefully not too high, because you're going to need those legs. You're going to need those calves to get you going today. All right. So save that energy. So how this is going to work, we're going to work three sets, jump squats, calf raises, high knees, 30 seconds each one, with a nice 30 second break in between to catch your breath, to make sure that sets 1, 2, and 3 are the most explosive sets you've ever done. All right, here we go. Get your mindset right. Jump squats in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Jump, let's go. I'm looking for 30 jumps in 30 seconds. What you got for me here? I better not be the only one just sweating here. You better be sweating here too. Sweat it up here together. Let's go. 10 seconds. What you got in 10 seconds? Show me what you got in 10 seconds. Push yourself. 3, 2, 1, feet shoulder width apart. Let's go, calf raises. You're raising the calves as high as you can, getting on them tippy toes. Almost, it feels like you're about to fall on your face, but of course, I know you won't. I know you're gonna hold it together. And you can get up super high. Let's go. And I want you to put all that pressure into that big toe, that small toe, as you're coming up, as you're raising yourself up nice and high. Let's hustle here. 3, 2, 1, high knees, come on. Driving those knees super high as you can. Getting that sweat, come on. Legs are not tired, calves are not tired, nothing is tired. You can push yourself, let's go. 10 seconds, you can do 10 seconds. Push everything that you can. Set the tone for the rest of the set, set 2 and 3. Cannot catch up to this set right now, right? Let's go. That's time. Woo. Nice full 30 seconds of rest. You're catching your breath. And you're just kind of shaking your legs out as it goes along, right? You're just kind of two-stepping. You're just leaning from one side to the other. And if you're out of breath, you're focusing on your exhale. Because you know the more you exhale, the more you're going to inhale. So let's do this here. Let's focus. Let's keep composed. Let's get ourselves ready. 5 seconds. 4. 3, 2, 1, round 2, jump squats, go. Let's go, higher, faster. And if you can't do any more jump squats, that's okay. You're going down to regular squats. Or maybe you're giving me some heel squats. Maybe you're giving me some sumo squats. Maybe you're giving me some squat holds. As long as it has the word squat in the name, I'm happy, you're happy. We all be working the same thing. 3, 2, 1, calf raises, get high. High on those calf raises. Let's go. And you know when you're doing the calf raises right, because when the calf raises start getting easier as the set goes along, you know that you're not getting high enough. So get up. Get up there. Let's try to reach. Let's get our head to reach for the ceiling. No. You know what? Let's get our head to reach for the sky. Come on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, high knees, go. Using those arms. Get those arms going. Not just the knees. Don't just drive the knees up there. Get those arms going from side to side, pushing yourself. We're basically just running on the spot, but you know what? The only difference is we're running harder. We're running harder because those knees are coming up. Those arms are pushing up. Push yourself. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, take that next break. This third set. This is the final set. So if you've been saving yourself, if you've been waiting for this very moment to push everything that you have, it's here. It's time. It's time for you to get going. It's time for you to stop saving yourself. It's time for you to show yourself what you're made of and to give it the best that you can. So you ready? You ready to do this with me? Oh, you better be. You got no choice. Let's go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Jump squats. Let's go. Oh, this is the last set of jump squats. Get mean about it. Push yourself. I know you ain't tired. I know you ain't struggling right now. You're giving everything that you have here. And as long as you believe it, as long as you know it, this workout is going to be the best workout that you've ever done in your life. Let's go. No joke now. 5 seconds. The last set of squats you'll ever see today. 2, 1. Calf raises. Let's go. Calf raise. Get up high, guys. Get up high. I'm so hyped up right now. I'm snapping my fingers every time the timer goes off. I can't help it. You don't know. Come on. Get high. Let's not let those heels touch the floor. Come on, faster. Higher. Come on. Let's go. 5 seconds. 2, 1. High knees. And not just high. I want them fast. I want them hard. Let's go. Higher. Faster. No. Higher. Faster. Push. All the way. 10 seconds. You are not going to give up. You're going to push all the way. Let's go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold. That's a good one. That's a good one there. Every time that your wife is walking up the stairs, every time you're getting up from the toilet. That's right. I want you to think of Remix My Fitness. I want you to think about this very workout that got you there to push yourself. You did amazing, everybody. You did so good. So proud of you. I can't wait to work out with you next time. Let's clasp our hands together. Let's take a big deep breath in. Come down and bring those hands down and exhale. Second breath in. Reaching those hands all the way up to the sky. And coming all the way back down. And third and final breath, slowing heart rate down. Breathing in all the way up. And down. Hey, everybody. Like I said before, like I say always, you guys did a fantastic, fantastic job. Really, so proud of all the work that you do. I appreciate y'all. Remember, there is no workout if there's no you. So thank you guys for all the kind words, all the kind messages, the DMs on Instagram, on Facebook, at remixmyfitness.com. And of course, you know, guys, I'm old fashioned. I enjoy the emails coming through at mckim@remixmyfitness.com. And of course, if you need a refresher, if you guys need to know what the moves look like, you guessed it, remixmyfitness.com. I ain't a hard man to find. I ain't hard. And these workouts ain't hard to do as long as you keep coming through every single week. So stay tuned, subscribe to the show. You guys know the deal, right? So that's it from me, your guy, MC Kim. Until next time, don't forget to set some goals, challenge yourself, and always, 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 this is all about the fun stuff. All right? So keep it fun. Peace.